This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. EU Foreign Policy Chief Josep Borrell declared Thursday that a strike that killed at least 51 people gathered in eastern Ukraine had brought Russian atrocities to yet another grim level. Intentional attacks against civilians are war crimes, Borrell posted on social media from a European summit in Grenada, where European leaders were with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky as news of the attack broke. Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony says at the meeting, President Zelensky made the case for continued support.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky warned European leaders on Thursday that Russia could attack other countries if the continent wavered in its support for Kyiv. He said if Russia had the chance to rebuild its military capabilities, it could widen the war within 5 years. Zelensky gave an emotive speech at the summit of the European political community in Granada, Spain.
We have to win in Ukraine so that Putin cannot scale this aggression to someone else, and it is realistic.
Zelensky added that he was still confident of continued US and European financial aid despite political storms in Washington and elsewhere.
Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony. At least 100 people were killed on Thursday in an attack on a military academy in Syria, according to a war monitor and an official who reported it to Reuters news service. With weaponized drones bombing the site minutes after Syria's defense minister left a graduation ceremony there. It was one of the bloodiest attacks ever against a Syrian army installation, in unprecedented in its use of weaponized drones in a country which has faced 12 years of civil war. No one has yet taken responsibility.